This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Glad to be here. Happy Friday. Vin, how long have we been talking about EVs? Pretty long time, I think. Probably as long as I've been on as an instructor with USA Prepares. And, Vince, I think a common theme is we've been skeptical. I'd say, you know, in starting out, I appreciated some of the engineering advantages of EVs, and you were pretty dead set skeptical, I'd say, from the start. But I think we were ahead of the curve, Vince, because really the industry, most people, well, EV sales have stalled out at about 8%. Looks like they're not, you know, they were rising like a percent a year before that, and they've stalled out. But Vince, breaking news just came out last night from Ford. Another announcement from Ford, who is next to Tesla, the next biggest EV supplier in the United States. I think Hyundai and Kia, if you put them together, are higher, but they're from Korea. Well, Ford just came out with a press release, and Vince, they're delaying two EVs that were going to come out. They were going to come out in for 2026 models, so that means next year for sales, and they're going to put renewed emphasis on hybrids. And Vince, that's something we've said all along, is hybrid probably makes the most sense because you take advantage of the efficiency of an electric motor, but you're primarily using gasoline in a tank to supply the power. And so Ford, this is the third or fourth of several EV announcements they've had over the past several months. You know, they scaled back production of their F-150 Lightning all-electric pickup. People just... Since they're not buying them, they're at, have you driven by a Ford dealership? I assume you have one within spitting distance of the farm over where you are. The lots are full of EVs.
Yeah, and that's great. It's great. I love it. It's good. It's good to see that the Americans have a little more common sense than many might have thought. Yep.
What did Churchill say about Americans?
And he said, Americans always do the right thing after they've tried everything else. And that's what he said. And it's interesting, Bert. I find it fascinating. I don't like anything about Mark Zuckerberg. However, Facebook Marketplace is an interesting window into the GDP. The generally dumb public. It's a platform for liars and cheats and thieves and a few honest people. And I was reading this guy's post, and he has a hybrid, and he can't wait to dump it onto somebody else. And what he said was, it worked great, and it stopped working. It needs a battery, probably an easy fix. I'm done with it. Now, what he's talking about is not the little 12-volt battery that keeps the electronics running. He's talking about the main battery, although that's smaller than a total electric vehicle. It's still a big battery compared to what's under the hood of an internal combustion engine, right? Compared to the battery that's under my pickup truck, it's bigger. Well, he has to replace that because his car just quit, because the battery quit. So even though hybrids might be a better design than a total electric vehicle, I'm parked someplace else. I really like the idea. And you, Class, you might be surprised at what I'm going to say. We have diesel trucks here and diesel tractors because we need the torque of those trucks and tractors. Now, we don't go tooling around joyriding in a diesel pickup truck because it does pollute. It absolutely does. But there is no substitute. If there were a substitute, you would see over-the-road 18-wheelers that were gasoline-powered. You don't see them because gasoline doesn't produce the torque and the durability of a diesel engine or the fuel economy in terms of gallons per mile. We have gasoline vehicles, and, you know, they've been around for a long time, too. But the problem with gasoline is gasoline doesn't burn. Gasoline vapor burns. So you have to atomize the gasoline with air so that it's combustible. But you don't have to do that with propane. Propane's already there. So where am I parked in solving this problem with air pollution and energy and durability? It's all in propane. And I've been experimenting with propane conversions. Bert, it is fabulous. It beats up the internal parts of the engine less. So engines will last longer. They burn cleaner. And Vince, the fuel's cheaper. Vince, and we got plenty of it.
You're throwing natural gas into that same moniker, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, and you know, 18-wheelers can run on natural gas. And in fact, Vince, if you've been to truck stop lately, a lot of them are running on natural gas, and they have pumps at the truck stops for pumping with natural gas, and it's clean burning. I think it works out to a lower price. I believe the mileage is a little less, but the cost is less. So when you work it all out, you know, how far do you take, you know, how far can you carry a haul for a given amount of money? It's less than diesel fuel.
Another advantage of diesel fuel is it's really hard to set it on fire. Really hard. So when you see, you know, vehicles on fire in the roadway from a collision, it's typically a gasoline-powered vehicle. It's hard to get diesel to, diesel doesn't explode easily. I mean, it's real hard to get it to explode. As a matter of fact, you've got a diesel engine might have a 16-to-1 compression ratio in order to get the fuel to get so hot by compression that it naturally explodes.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get, you know, it's so hard to get it running. You don't use diesel fuel in lighting a charcoal barbecue because it's hard to get it to burn, right? Well, that's why they use a lighter fuel for a barbecue lighter. But as far as cleanliness, I really, really like propane or compressed natural gas. And I was thinking, and Bert, this is way off topic, but I was thinking, the only tractors that you can buy today, used tractors, 40 horsepower or so, are gasoline-powered. Because the diesel ones, nobody wants to sell them. So you can buy some, a few gasoline-powered ones, but who wants to use gasoline? Because you use so much gasoline in a tractor. I was thinking, I could buy a gasoline tractor, convert it to propane, hang an 82-gallon propane tank off the back of the tractor, and that's the way to go. That really is the way to go.
Yeah. Does anybody build tractors right now off the lot to run on natural gas or propane?
But I don't know. I really don't know. But what I do know is that tractors they were getting bigger. Now they're getting smaller. And the reason is because the farms, the largest typical farm size in Missouri that a family can handle on its own, you know, the children and the parents, about 250 acres. And what's happening is the farms are getting cut up. People from other states are moving here, and the farms, the 250-acre farms, are being cut up into smaller farms. So the 100-horsepower tractors aren't needed as much as they used to be. So now we're looking at, you know, 20-horsepower tractors. You know, like, these are farmettes, you know, toy farms. That's where we're headed. And that's not good either, Bert. There is no good news that I can think of. But back to you.
Well, Vince, I'm also going to throw out that natural gas is extremely low priced in the United States, and it has been for the last few years. Right now, it's trading right now this morning, $1.79 per unit, and it's lowest ever, I think, is around $1.50. You go to Europe, it's $5 to $10. So, you know, the question is, how do you get it from here to there? They're trying to build more stations where we can compress it and put it on tankers and that are specially designed. You might have seen them. They have these big, huge tanks on them, and they're specially designed to transport the, well, in order to do that, it's really liquefied, so that's ultra-compressed, over to Europe and other places in the world where they need it. So we're building that out, but we don't have enough of that infrastructure right now to really take all the gas we have. And we have so much, it's because of, you know, we do have a lot of aggressive companies that have gone out and you know, they're pumping the natural gas. But the other thing, Vince, is it's a byproduct from the oil drillers. So, you know, they drill for oil, and a certain amount of gas comes up from the wells, and you're not allowed to just burn it like they used to in the old days and throw it into the atmosphere, because that's pretty awful. So they have to capture it and sell it. So we have more natural gas right now than we, I mean, it's the same, but we literally have more natural gas right now than we know what to do with it. And a few of the loading stations around the country, just in the last week, Vince, they've actually had to reduce the price negative. And that's similar to, if you remember, what happened to oil during when the pandemic hit and people stopped buying oil for a while. The price of crude went negative. Well, it has happened over the last 2 weeks to natural gas at a certain, you know, not the main port, but at a few localized areas. You literally had to pay someone to take your natural gas. That's how much we have. And Vince, we don't talk politics, but in all their infinite wisdom, the current people in charge in Washington put a hold on building out any new LNG exporting facilities. And I think they're going to revise that and go back to allowing new ones to get built. But they thought that was going to protect the planet. And I don't get it, because although it's not totally clean burning, Vince, it's more clean burning than pretty much any other petroleum product out there.
You know, it's interesting you say this, because Joe and company are bent on banning gas stoves and gas appliances, and then we're talking about exporting the same product that we can't use here, according to the current administration. My proposal, if I were president, I would say, yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to ban the building of structures to export natural gas and propane to other countries. We're going to use it here in the United States. We are going to be nationalists, and we're going to take care of us first. America first. That would be my platform. And I really think that we could solve a lot of our problems if we used natural gas and propane for our cooking, heating, and transportation needs. I really do. And we have enough of it to do it. For now. For now. Those are my thoughts. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
First with us, Bert, what's next?
Vince, we've talked about some of the pluses and minuses of EVs over the past few years, but pretty much, you know, the conclusion was, well, they're not all they cut out to be. There's some advantage. Well, Vince, the first report that I've seen that actually says EVs are worse in terms of the environment, in terms of pollution, in terms of even efficiency. Vince, I've seen lots of studies that have talked about, well, you know, we don't have this much of an advantage, and this isn't as great as it appeared to be at first. Well, since the first report, it's from a research organization called Gehring and Rosenzweig, and it actually shows EVs are less energy efficient than internal combustion engines and hurt the environment more. And this goes against, well, pretty much everything I've heard and read over the past few years, but it's eye-opening, and they back up what they're saying. They talk about pollution levels. They basically, Vince, they take the whole picture into account. But this is the first actual study that says it's not just they're not as great as everybody has first said. They're saying they're worse, and it's pretty eye-opening, Vince. And they go through, they talk about, it gets very technical. They talk about how you create energy out of gasoline, how you create energy from electric motors, where the energy starts from, how it's transported. and go through all of that. And they, and as I said, Vince, pretty startling. I'm be interested to see if we see more studies like this. But it actually says that it's less efficient than a regular gasoline-powered engine. So interesting, Vince. And then Vince, if that's not enough, an article just came out from Consumer Reports saying that EVs have 80% more problems than internal combustion engine cars. And that's interesting. And it even says plug-in hybrids, which I've been a fan of, they have more problems than either. And that's simply, they conclude that's because they have more different modules, more parts that can have problems, more things that can go wrong. And I can attest to that. I've had several plug-in electric hybrids. And I guess, you know, some new research coming out. So Vince, very interesting. Both one report saying EVs actually cause more harm to the environment than regular cars, and another saying 80% more problems than traditional gasoline-powered vehicles. And that's Consumer Reports. So, interesting, Vince.
Bert, I've been harping on the points that the more complexity, the more features, the more sensors. The more sensors, the more failure points. And sensors typically last, on average, about 40,000 miles. So here's an example. A tire pressure sensor. New vehicles typically have one tire pressure sensor in each tire. Each one of them is unique. Each one of them transmits over the air from the wheel where the sensor is attached, inside the wheel, protected by the tire. It transmits to a computer over the air what the tire pressure is or what it thinks it is. And each one of those has a battery. And the batteries last about 4, 5, 6 years. And when the battery quits, you can't replace it. It's a sealed unit. So you replace the entire module, which means you have to take the tire off the wheel and then replace that tire pressure sensor and then reprogram it so that it will communicate with the computer and tell the computer which wheel we're talking about. Is it the front passenger? Is it the front driver? Is it the rear passenger? Is it the rear driver wheel? Which one? So that the dash will tell the driver which tire pressure is which. So that's a complexity that is totally unnecessary. Well, the new development is if the tire pressure sensor fails, the transmission and says, we're not going anywhere because we can't sense the speed of the wheel based on the tire pressure. So now the whole car is immobilized. How about that? We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA USA News Update. Anticipation building for Monday's solar eclipse. USA's John Schaefer with more.
This will be the first total eclipse visible in the U.S. since 2017 and the last until 2044. The path of totality, where the sun is entirely obscured by the moon, will begin crossing the U.S. around 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and conclude approximately an hour later. During this phenomenon, the moon will completely block out the sun's light for a few minutes, accompanied by a drop in temperature. Totality will be experienced in several states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, New Hampshire, and Maine.
California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. And Bert, you said something quite fascinating about that electric vehicles are less efficient than internal combustion engine vehicles. And I believe that's absolutely true. And my research back in the 1970s taught me that there's about a 47% energy loss between the power generation station and the end user's outlet, you know, at their home or apartment. So 47% of the energy is lost between generation and the end user. That being the case, an electric vehicle is starting out with a 47% loss in energy before you even charge the battery. And then there's a loss in the charging system of the electronics, the transformers, etc., in charging. And then there's a loss in the battery bank absorbing the energy that it's being given to charge. And that's proven by when you've talked about how the battery bank in an electric vehicle has a cooling system. And the cooling system is necessary to remove the energy that's lost to heat in charging the batteries. So it's even worse than 47% starting out with an electric vehicle. So that's absolutely true. Now, the only way I can think of to make that whole system more efficient is to generate the electricity at the user's location, meaning charge your vehicle with electricity you generate at your home. But there's still a 5% energy loss in the charge controllers, the wiring, the inverter, and that's all within the house of someone who has a solar system like we do. So we are literally, with our own solar system, as efficient as I've tried to make it, we still have about 5% loss of energy. And then you'd still have to add the losses of the charger for the electric vehicle and the battery energy losses while the batteries are being charged. And then while you're driving the vehicle, you have the energy losses there going to heat of the electric motor. So even if an electric motor is 90% efficient, that would mean 10% inefficient. So if you look at that 47% energy loss from the power generation company, and then you add the 10% loss of the electric motor in the electric vehicle, you're already at 57%.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, Vince, I'm going to quote from this article again. It's from Zero Hedge, Gehring and Rosenzweig. They go way beyond that, Vince. What they're actually saying is you have to take the complete picture. So I'm going to quote, because they get into manufacturing the battery. Quote, our claim is controversial. Most pundits insist EVs are far more efficient. We believe ICE is clearly the winner once the energetic cost of both the battery and the renewable power required to make carbon-free EVs are considered. And basically what they're saying is, I'm going to quote again, mining companies use energy-intensive trucks, crushers, mills to extract each battery's nickel, cobalt, lithium, and copper. This manufacturing process consumes vast amounts of energy. Most analysts eagerly tout carbon savings from the displaced fossil fuel without, however, adequately accounting for the battery's increased energy consumption. Once these adjustments are made, all of the EV's carbon advantage disappears. If our models are correct, EVs are going to fail both, and I'm going to kind of take a bunch of sentences and combine them here. They are less energy efficient than ICE engines, and their adoption does little to mitigate carbon emissions.
Bert, I don't know. Did you hear any of our number one with Greg Lesher and me today? Did you get a chance to hear
it? No, I did not.
Okay. But I know you know this. So let me just recapitulate very quickly. Back in the 1960s, when you were a stereo enthusiast, and so was I, there were claims about wattages of amplifiers and speaker systems and how many watts a speaker could handle. And then you would have companies like JBL, James B. Lansing, Alltech Lansing, and KLH, and American companies, and they would have very low watt ratings for their massive speaker systems. But the little tiny Japanese speakers and their systems would have much higher capacity ratings. But that's because they used a different rating system. We used root mean square, RMS. They used IHF. So they might say their speakers could handle 1,000 watts, and JBL would say 50 watts. And if you pumped 50 watts into a JBL L100 10-inch speaker system, it would drive you out of the room. If you put 50 watts into a Japanese speaker system that claimed capability of handling 1,000 watts, it would fry it and turn it to smoke within seconds. Correct or not?
Well, that's correct. There's also the efficiency. So different speakers have different efficiency. And I think another thing is those early ratings, a lot of them were based on peak. And RMS is, as you said, the way to go. That's more or less average power.
Right. And they also used a term called IPP, instantaneous peak power. So you could probably have 1,000,000 watts instantaneous peak power, but it would be for such a short instance that you could probably not even measure that length of time. You know, we're talking about millionths of a nanosecond, right?
Yeah.
It probably could handle 1,000,000 watts for 1,000,000th of a nanosecond.
Yeah. You know, Vince, we're way off topic here, but do you know why the early transistor amplifiers sounded so awful? And they would quote these enormous power ratings, but you listen to one and they sounded awful. And it had to do with the way they were designing the transistor amplifiers. And I'll just cut to the chase here. A tube amplifier does inherently have more distortion, but the distortion is even order harmonics, which occur naturally in music and voice. We all create harmonics as we talk. That's basically multiples of your bass frequency. So if you put out an instrument that has a 1,000 hertz tone, you'll have harmonics at, for natural things, it's even order, so it's double and quadruple. So the problem is the transistor amplifiers they clip, and they're extremely nonlinear, and they create a lot of odd order distortion. But then what they did to make it look like you had low distortion, they put enormous feedback in the system, negative feedback, which cancels out. I don't want to get too technical, but negative feedback cancels out the distortion. But the problem is the feedback didn't work fast enough, so you have what's called transient intermodulation distortion. And the transistor amplifiers sounded awful. And people would say, well, you know, we put in a steady tone, 1,000 hertz tone, and here's the distortion number, and it's really low. But it didn't capture what happens in real music. And the feedback system in real music could not work fast enough to linearize the amplifier. And to this day, people still appreciate tube amplifiers. Now, I think they've fixed that problem over the years, so transistor amps are fine. But people still prefer tube amplifiers, and I think that's because actually the little bit of extra even-order distortion actually makes things sound better to a lot of people. So it's kind of a cult item, Vince, but, you know, you can buy a tube amplifier. I don't still have one, but you can buy them. And I was in Tokyo where they have Electronic Row, and a lot of electronics enthusiasts in Japan, you can buy them very readily in Tokyo, and a lot of people use them at home. Not so energy efficient, though, Vince, because tubes for class, they have a filament that just burns power for just to kind of heat up the tube and create the electron flow. So tube amplifiers, very inefficient, but sound good for music, Vince.
You know, Bert, what I heard you say is exactly the same thing that when you're talking about the harmonic distortion of solid-state equipment versus tubes, and the measurement system was skewed to make it look like the transistor was better. That's exactly the same thing, that the same kind of logic that's used to distort people's perception of how great and efficient and clean these electric vehicles are. It's distortion of the measurement system.
Yeah, but people can pick up on that, and that's, well, Vince, that's what's happened. That's why we've peaked out at about 8% or so, and, you know, the government's going to have to change their mandate because the automakers are, you know, Vince, I don't know how big the lot is at your Ford dealer or GM dealer over there in Missouri, but there's only so much they can keep putting these cars on the lots without scaling back production.
People really are not buying EVs here in Missouri, in the rural parts of Missouri. And when I go to Springfield, I might see a Tesla, you know, every several trips, maybe every 10 trips I might see one. But I have yet to see a Tesla on the rural roads of Missouri, or any other EV. And there's no charging stations here, not where we are, because they don't need them, because we use internal combustion engines, because we know that that's what we need. Bert, there is no electric farm tractor. There isn't. There is no electric backhoe. There is no electric farm equipment that is viable. That I've never seen any. I've never seen any electric farm equipment. As a matter of fact, the electric power distribution system is so weak in rural parts of America that we wouldn't be able to charge an electric tractor if there were such a thing.
Yeah, probably they'd plug it in at the farm and everything would start blinking in town. The whole light system, power system would start fluctuating.
Oh, yeah, and the neighbors would show up and say, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? You're messing up our milking machines. You're messing up our repair equipment. You're messing up everything. Unplug that thing. Because the rest of us need electricity, too. That's where we are, Bert.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we're off topic, but, Bert, I am so concerned about the 5-year life expectancy of appliances. And what I delineated was the batteries in the tire pressure systems of vehicles, now preventing the vehicle from being operational because of a tire pressure sensor not working properly. Bert, I was looking at car values, you know, over time. And if you go to, like, the Internet and you want to know what is the value of a specific vehicle, it'll say, okay, what's the year, the make, the model, and what's the trim, and does it have alloy wheels, and which radio option does it have, and does it have the 20-inch wheels, does it have, what color is it, what transmission, what engine. And then one of the things it asks is, how many keys does it have? How many keys? Because if you only have one key, that vehicle's worth way less than if it has two. Because keys are $750 or so, or more, depending on vehicles. That's where we are with technology. It's broken.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Willis in California, CEO, researcher, entrepreneur, innovator, patent holder. Bert, what's next?
Vince, Tuesday morning, Southern California. Most people were sleeping, but those that were awake couldn't believe the sky was filled up with, well, Vince, they didn't know if it was a launch of several missiles, or they were under attack, or what exactly, you know, huge, massive meteor shower, but usually they're, you know, if you ever seen one, they're kind of one at a time. This was huge, fiery, sky filled up Tuesday morning. Well, Vince, turned out to be a Chinese rocket, Shenzhou 15, launched in 2022. And, well, Vince, it burnt up over Southern California Tuesday morning. And, Vince, they said it was, well, before it started burning up, 3,300 pounds of rocket. And, well, I guess it was originally thought it would just keep orbiting the Earth, and we do have a lot of junk up there, but I guess something didn't go as planned. It entered the Earth, and Vince, it terrorized people who were awake and outside at that time. Kind of scary, Vince, to think that, I mean, what can you do to, I mean, this stuff starts burning up. And, you know, what if a piece just comes crashing through your home? I mean, there's, I don't know what you can do. There, you know, we talk about preparedness and you know, making your home structurally sound, putting, we often talk about how to improve the electric grid and including into your home. But what can you do when you have thousands of pounds of orbital space junk burning up over your home coming down? I don't know what you can do. Tuesday morning, it was about 2 a.m. in Southern California. Very scary events.
Bert, I know you listen to the radio at least an hour a week. And you probably heard somebody say that all of it's coming down. What goes up is going to come down. All of these space launches, it's all going to come down. Whether it comes down as burned up pieces, carbon, fireballs, or intact junk, it's coming down. All of these satellites, every bit of it, it's all going to come down. Gravity's going to pull it down. That's a fact.
Yeah.
And when I was running for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative, one of the guys I was running against, one of the incumbents, said, "Mr. Finelli has on his website, how about a little civility, Mr. Finelli? You say that if space junk lands on your farm, there's $1 million fine. Like, who do you think you are?" And here you have it. Here you have it. Space junk coming down over California, terrifying people. And my point is, if space junk comes down, there are radioactive and nuclear power plants on some of these satellites that were put up there. And if that comes down and it lands on a farm, it's going to contaminate the farm. And I'm certain that the Environmental Protection Agency will say, "This is a Superfund cleanup site. Get out of here, Finelli. Get out of this area," which could be our farm. That's what that's all about. Bert, it's got to stop, and I'm going to say it again. Technology is going to kill us all, and that's what I mean. And here we are. So we're finding out that what we said about electric vehicles is absolutely true. The efficiency is not there. The contaminants are there. The toxins are there from the manufacturing them. Putting satellites in space that nobody needs is not necessary. It's destroying the environment, the atmosphere. And we don't need this. We don't need Mark Zuckerberg and the CIA spying on everything we do. We don't need it. It's going to kill us all. And more people using more electricity, we're going to choke from the pollution. And in 5 years, we're going to find out that the batteries that we need to start our cars, from the key fobs to the tire pressure sensors to all the other sensors that are going to fail on approximately 40,000 miles each, with a couple hundred of them in each car, we have allowed the manufacturers to do this to us. Because we want more features. We are that stupid. And it's the combined ignorance and greed and stupidity of the generally dumb public with technology, advanced technology, big tech. It's going to kill us all. Back to you.
Yeah, Vince, real quick. Earlier last month, the space station, they threw a piece of a battery pallet out of the station, just discarded it, and it landed in a guy's home in Naples, Florida, a piece of the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a picture of it.
Right. Did they think it was going to circle the Earth forever? What were they thinking?
Well, I think they thought it would burn up. It started to be 5,800 pounds, 5,800 pounds. But 2 pounds of it went through this guy's roof.
Right. And he should hold the federal government hostage before letting him have it for $1 billion. That's with a B. Bert, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.